Yo, yo, what's up, everyone? Welcome to another episode of the Moon Talks podcast with your host, King Matt. This is episode 12. Happy Saturday, everyone. Hope everyone's having a blessed day. It is 25 degrees today. Slight chance of rain, little 15, 20% chance of rain. Little big drop tonight, going down to 13, 14 degrees, but it's going to be a beautiful day. Hopefully those little showers will just pass through, even if they come, which I doubt they will, because you know Quebec weather, it ain't what they say it is. I want to thank everyone for listening to last episode. It was very profound, a very deep episode. I took the time to really take a deep dive in all of my topics, especially the Kendrick and the gun violence. I want to thank all the listeners and all the fans. Shout out to all of you guys. Shout out to Meticulous, shout out to Meticulous Studios, as we do every episode as well. This week, a lot to get to. Last week, I had said that I wanted to talk about the Grand Prix weekend. I did not get a chance to. I apologize to all the listeners. My bad. I will definitely be talking about the Grand Prix weekend. There's a lot of events happening. I don't really have the dates. Well, listen, it's during Grand Prix weekend, okay? So you know where to go. I'm sure Facebook and Instagram has everything, but I'm going to suggest something. Actually, let's start with it right now. Tropical Restaurant on Notre Dame. You all know it's the hot spot. There's going to be a 7-day event on June 15th. We got DJ Godfather. June 16th, we got DJ Shrimp Tempura. June 17th, we have DJ Star Q and DJ Marquez. June 19th, we have DJ Niabi. It's a day party brunch with DJ Niabi. And June 18th, we have DJ Star Q once again. So shout out to Jay Anthony, DJ Tropical, Tropical Restaurant. They're having a huge 1-week Grand Prix weekend event. Now, let's get right into it. Let's get to the topics. We're going to start off with sports. I'm going to do this very quickly because there's two topics that I really want to take a big, big deep dive into this week. One of them has to do with a guess. Take a guess, guys. Yeah, Legault did it again. Another Bill 96 bill. Yeah, that's right. The French language strikes again. We'll get into that a little later. But first, the Golden State Warriors were defeated 116-100 to the Boston Celtics in Boston in Game 3. Thanks to Draymond Green getting fouled out and scoring 2 points. Steph Curry, 31 points. Klay Thompson, 25 points. But the Boston Celtics defense and that big run in the fourth quarter and the big run in the first quarter when they went up 10 really sealed the deal. Honestly, really disappointed in the Golden State Warriors. Steph Curry looked absolutely just dead tired. He just looked like he couldn't shoot anymore. He needs some help. Jordan Poole needs to step up. Draymond Green definitely needs to score more than 2 points with all that talking he's doing. But I was really, really surprised at Golden State's performance, honestly, in Game 3. But the Boston Celtics, man, I'm telling you, they're a young team. Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, you got the great defense. Very versatile. Marcus Smart, you got Al Horford chipping in. You got Ronald Williams chipping in. They're a very good team. So this is going to be a very, very long series. I think it's still going 7, to be honest with you. But Steph Curry definitely needs help. So the Boston Celtics are up 2-1 in that series. Game 4, that is a pivotal game for the Golden State Warriors. You don't want to go down 3-1, even though you're going back home to this team. Because the Boston Celtics are not here to play. Remember in Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum's rookie year, they went all the way to the Eastern Conference Finals and took LeBron to Game 7. This is a team now that has grown. They've gone through the pains of getting knocked out early in the playoffs. They went on that, remember in the regular season, they went on that ridiculous run where they won like 26 of 30 games. This is a team that's gelled, they're healthy, they're well coached, rookie coach, but he's respected. So the Golden State Warriors cannot afford to go down 3-1. against this Boston Celtics team. So hopefully Steph Curry gets some help and the other supporting cast step up for game four. And to quickly recap the Stanley Cup Finals, the Tampa Bay Lightning, wow, have won three straight games after going down 2-0 to the New York Rangers in the Stanley Cup Finals. Not Stanley Cup Finals, the Eastern Conference Finals. Sorry, my bad. It seemed like the Rangers either took their foot off the gas, they were feeling nice that they were up 2-0, or we're seeing the real Tampa Bay Lightning, the Tampa Bay Lightning that have won the last two Stanley Cups. I'm not sure which one it is. It might be a combination of both, but the Tampa Bay Lightning, after going down 2-0 to the New York Rangers, have now won three straight games and are on the verge of making their third straight Stanley Cup final, which they will play the Colorado Avalanche. And either way will be a fascinating series because the Colorado Avalanche are a show to watch. They're literally a movie. The speed, the skill, the size, the goals they score, the roster, I mean, Landeskog, McKinnon, Kadri, the offensive defensemen they have, and it doesn't matter who's in goal, Frank Hughes or Grubauer. It really doesn't matter because offensively, they're tooled up. They're ready to go. So whoever plays the Colorado Avalanche is going to have a really tough series on their hands. But the Tampa Bay Lightning are up 3-2 and are on the verge of four straight wins against the Rangers, which is going to be, honestly, the Rangers, remember, guys, they went to two straight game sevens. So taking their foot off the gas, I think going up 2-0, getting that game three was really important. Because going up 3-0, you can, you know, some guys can rest a bit. But now the Tampa Bay just completely obliterated them, especially winning in New York 3-1. I don't know. I think the Rangers are dead tired, and I think they're gassed at this point. So I wouldn't be surprised if the Tampa Bay Lightning do make it to their third straight Stanley Cup final. Now, all right, enough sports. Let's get to it, guys. Let's get to it. The SQDC in Chattagy is on strike. Interesting, you say. So, I want to say it was last week. No, I was strolling by. Let's go get a little something. And upon walking towards the SQDC, I saw the security guard standing outside, and I saw a bunch of like posters and a bunch of, you know, written cards and stuff like that glued on the front window. So as I approached, the security guard's like, "We're closed. They closed at 6. And I'm like, "Really? Why?" So as I looked towards the glass, I saw their salary posted compared to SAQ salary posted, which is 17.15 SQDC, and I believe 21.15 for SAQ. Then I saw Quebec rights. Then I saw a bunch of different shit. So as I'm thinking about it, I'm like, okay, I kind of understand, but this is what, when you think of the bigger picture, right? Here's how I'm going to break it down. The average person drinks. And if the average person doesn't drink, the average person, and I'm not saying everyone, I'm saying the average, which is like not generalizing, but we'll say maybe 70%, okay? So the average person will go to SAQ to purchase alcohol. Even if they don't necessarily drink, they'll buy it to have it in the house for if they're having a party or if they're having guests come over, so that they can offer them an alcoholic beverage. Now, it could be anything. It could be wine, it could be champagne, it could be, you know, rum, whiskey, whatever it is, beer. So that's kind of the breakdown of what a lot of people are missing here. The average person doesn't necessarily smoke weed. Now, the weed population has definitely risen drastically over the last decade or two. But the average, like the government in general, makes more money off of SAQ. We know the pandemic, SQDC had their, you know, their massive, as a lot of things did. But in general, the SAQ makes more money. And it generates more money. So this is the point that a lot of people are missing here, is that the SAQ, so listen, I'll be very honest with you, okay? There's times where you're gonna walk into an SAQ and it's empty. And it feels like it's been empty the whole day, right? But it all depends where you go. Location is everything. There's also times where you walk in an SQDC and it feels like it's been empty and whole day. So, but on a general scale of things, and anyone will tell you, the SAQ generates more income. So as much as I can say, okay, SQDC, I get it, because of the massive uptick in weed smokers amongst, you know, youngsters, older people, I understand, especially during the pandemic, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of new weed smokers, and there's also people that treat illnesses and stuff like that, and there's people that just buy beverages and buy oils and stuff like that. I understand that. But on a general scale of things, it's hard for you to compare your value to someone else who outvalues you. Not necessarily in what you do, just necessarily in the profit you bring. And it may sound unfair, but at the end of the day, we know what everything comes down to. It's about the dollar bill. It's about the money. It's about the bread. Right? Fair or not fair? I'm not saying it's fair. I'm just saying this is the fact of the situation. Our government, as much as we legalize weed and stuff like that, sorry, Justin Trudeau and whatever, but what you have to understand is he's always going to be aware, everyone's aware SAQ's value is always going to be higher than SQDC. Just based on the fact of the point I made earlier, is that the average person, even if they don't drink, still go to SAQ to buy alcohol. For if company comes over, for when they have a party, and just to have there. You know what I mean? And the average person does, like, the average person will have a cold beer instead of having a instead of smoking a joint. So that's what it is. So I think SQDC workers, I understand your point. I understand the position you're trying to take, but you're kind of fighting a losing battle. Should you get, you know, a little bit of a raise, sure, I do support that. If there's benefits that you feel that you don't get because SAQ gets them or whatnot, and it's a government job and whatnot, I'm sure you guys do get benefits. I'm not sure of all the details, but I'm sure that there are benefits involved. If you feel that you deserve more, then sure, go for that. But to compare value, you're fighting a losing battle. It sucks, but just that's the reality of the situation. Unfortunately, because I support, I mean, I think I can count on one hand the amount of times I've been in an SAQ in the last, what, 6 months. But at SQDC is a little different story, but I see where they're coming from. I understand their position, but sometimes you gotta get all the information and you really gotta jot everything down. You gotta think of the big picture. Yes, I want a raise. Yes, I feel I work hard. Everybody works hard. I understand you feel you work for the government. I understand that. You know what's funny? What's funny is that this location that's on strike in Chattahoochee is literally right across street from an SAQ. I'm sure they just stare at them and like, huh, $21, really? I'm sure there's tension, and I don't understand because SQDC workers, like I said, I understand your position. I support you. Whatever happens, happens. I don't know how long this strike is going to happen. I don't know if they reopened. I'll have to check it out after, and I'll report on it next week on my podcast. But hey, I support you guys, and we'll see what happens. Now, Bill 96 strikes again, guys. I spoke about it last week. I spoke about it. I've basically been speaking about it 3 straight episodes. Because for 3 straight weeks, I got news. Just when you think this government can't sink any lower, they find a new low to sink. Quebec will only issue marriage certificates in French. That's right, guys. You heard me. Quebec will only issue marriage certificates in French. I don't know whether to get pissed off. I don't know whether to just stay calm. I don't know whether to just accept that every single week and every single day and every single hour, this man and this government is plotting on just restructuring our entire normalcy. I have no idea what's going to come next. And see, that's the worrying thing. But this right here is a new low, even for Monsieur Legault. Where does it end? You see, that's the thing. How far is this bill? Like, issuing a marriage certificate in French, okay. But for people who don't speak French and who don't understand French, say you have a 1-year course in French. Okay, you're in month 1, so you know like the basics, right? But you can't really hold down a conversation. You can understand a few things, because certain people pick up on things a little later than others, right? So I'm thinking to myself, for people that are like a month and a half in, okay, how are they going to understand? I don't get the point of this whole bill. I don't understand where it's going. I don't understand what point they are trying to drive here. Now it's a marriage certificate license. What's next should scare all of us. All of us. And I have French friends. And I got mad love for my French friends. And I do speak French. I'm not talking about you guys. I'm talking about the government, the people that support the government and support this bill. Because what this bill does is it attacks us as English speakers. I'm tired of speaking on it, but every week I got something to speak on. It's disgusting and it's disappointing. When the city should be united and focused on positive things, like this beautiful summer that we're about to have, with no restrictions. Every time we're being brought back down. But guess what? We stay positive, we wake up every day, and we do what we gotta do. So the government cannot hold us down. Bill 96, Bill 86, Bill 101, Bill whatever the fuck, doesn't matter. We will stand united, ELM always. Guys, I want to thank you for another episode of the Moon Talks podcast. Thank you to all the listeners. Shout out to Meticulous. Shout out to Meticulous Studios. Thank you to all the supporters of the show. Episode 13, next week, I'm going to post new topics and we're going to get to it. Instagram, Facebook. Also, don't forget, I'll be creating my YouTube page. Videos will be up very, 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 very soon. Love you guys. Have a great weekend. Peace and love.